Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a pop-up towards first. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball four. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Orsino moves to second. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is walked intentionally. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Pappas reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Orsino scores. Blair goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pappas scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Catfish Hunter now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Orsino is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Dick Brown. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn now playing first base. John Orsino now catching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanchard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Blanchard moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blanchard scores. Green moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. Charles moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Bryan moves to second. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Bryan and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddock's covering, for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens bunts towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowens for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brian hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Harvey Haddocks. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Blair moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to third. Adair moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Stu Miller now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock fires over to first and Gentile drops the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Johnson moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Orsino moves to second. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Orsino moves to third. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.